I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Noodle here for 2 hours and I'm desperate to eat it.
Is it beef flavour?
I always go beef and tomato. I don't like mushrooms.
I never go beef. I always go, I go chicken and mushroom or curry. I really like the curry. Hey, like you've got a king size there. It's a big one. You've gone big. Sometimes you just fancy a pot noodle. They're dirty. Yeah. They're student-y.
Yeah.
They're filthy, but they're so goddamn tasty,
aren't they? Yeah. I proper like drink the juice at the bottom as well, like a dirty little scrope.
Are you even normal if you don't? They are so good. Do you remember you hadn't had one up until, was it like a year ago?
No,
we had them in
that.
Here.
Four and you were like, months.
Yeah. Well, she's new to the pot noodle game, guys, but she's loving it.
I love them. I love a noodle.
Same here.
Yeah, great.
So many messages coming through our concupot. Ping, 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 ping.
Precisely.
So this is the Laura and Becky show. We're best mates. We do a podcast on the daily, you lucky things.
We are sponsored by East Midlands Airport, Redbrick Estate Agents and Prince Family Law Solicitor.
I've got a bit of a confession to make.
Well,
the first
bit's
really good, and then the second bit's not so good. So I'm going on holiday today.
I know. I'm so excited. Check you out.
It was a bit last minute, just fancied a bit of winter sun.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I never normally get winter sun.
Yeah,
like
winter sun's good for you.
Isn't it? And the weather's so cold at the moment, it's right to jet off somewhere.
Yeah.
So I'm going to Tenerife, your old stomping ground.
Love it.
So I'm going with my mate Dave.
Yeah.
We'll come back to him in a minute.
We'll come back to you, Dave.
We're not flying from East Mids on the way out, but we are going back there.
Are you going from Manchester?
Yes.
Still the Mag Group, mate. Don't you worry about it.
We couldn't get them from East Mids, just the right like times and stuff. But we are flying back there. I need to tell Johan, actually.
Do you think he'll be there? He won't be there when you land, will he?
He might stay late. We land at like 5:30, so it's awkward time.
No, don't make him stay. Like, he works hard enough as it is, Joanne. He's the hardest working man in the West.
Yeah,
I like saying
Why
that
do you keep
moment?
Saying the West?
Yeah.
Because it's like, used it before in your life.
I quite like it.
Oh, the West. He's the best man in the West.
No, but isn't that saying? Like, he's the hardest cowboy in the West.
In the West.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to keep saying
using it.
Joanne, I'm not saying you're a cowboy, but if you wanted to be, we could see you on a horse. Your lasso.
Oh, God. And his chaps. His cowboy hat. Now, we were going to do something, weren't we? So when I told Laura that I was going to Tenerife this weekend, obviously Laura loves Tenerife. And if you guys remember when we went to Mallorca back in June.
Yeah.
So we went along, just Laura and I, but there was a little side story to this. So my friend Dave, he likes to turn up and surprise people on a holiday. It's his thing, okay? He's done it to me in Dubai before, of all places. It's quite a long way to travel. It's quite risky, that, isn't it? Going all the way to Dubai to surprise someone. So he's done it there. I've done it to, actually not him, to another friend of ours, but he was in on it in Amsterdam. And he did it to you and I when we were in Mallorca. When Tui sent us to Mallorca, he turned up. Now, we had zero idea that he was going to do this, right? So he phoned, we were sunbathing by a pool. He phoned me and was like, oh, how is it out there? Oh, I'm just here with builders at my house at the moment, blah, blah, blah. I was like, all right, bye. But the phone, I was like, Dave, to you tonight. Yeah, he's all right, blah, blah, blah. Rings back 5 minutes later. I thought, what's he ringing me back again for? Picked up the phone. He went, where are you? I went, I'm in Mallorca. I've just spoken to you. What are you on about? Are you at your hotel? I was like, we've just popped out. And he went, right, well, I'm here.
Oh, God.
And I went silent. And you were looking at me and you were like,
I was like, who is it?
Who is it? What's
who
going on?
Who is it?
Anyway, long story short, he turned up and surprised us. He came to find us. We could not get over it. We were like, what the actual hell? So he was very good. He didn't sit with us for the whole time. He went off and did his own thing. So he brought a mate with him. But we were literally like, we couldn't believe it. So when I told Laura that I was going to Tenerife with Dave this weekend, she went, shall I turn up and surprise Dave? Shall I turn the tables on Dave? And I went, absolutely.
Oh, I know. Well, one of my best friends still lives there. So I was like, it's perfect. I can go and stay with Sarah. I've not seen Sarah for a while. Love going pop into Tenerife. Great son. I thought, let's see how he likes it.
Yeah.
He would have loved it, to be fair.
He would have been game. He's up for things like that. Now, however, you're probably thinking, girls, what are you talking about it for? Because he's going to know before Laura gets there. Well, this is the disappointing bit.
I can't go.
Laura can't come.
So. It's Nana Pam's birthday.
She can't leave Nana Pam on a birthday. I mean, you can't, to be fair.
I could be double bluffing, though.
Well, this is what I said. So Laura said this, man. I was like, but are
she
you
just
really
saying
coming?
It? Yeah. Am I going to surprise you one day?
Yeah. Or maybe Dave knows and you're going to surprise me.
Yeah, you
it's
never
a, it's
know.
A triple
it's a mystery,
bluff,
guys.
Isn't it? Oh, my God, she's bluffing everybody.
I could take you around, couldn't I? I could show you the sights.
Yeah.
I could give you a little inside information.
Yeah.
I think it's changed a lot, to be fair.
I was going to say, how long since you were a rep?
It's a long time ago.
Five, 6 years. You get that, you're like, this down. Used to be, oh, it's not there anymore. Guys, no, I know a really good place. Come with me. Oh, it's not there anymore. Doesn't look how it used to. Oh God, okay. Listen, I know the manager of this place. Oh, it's not there anymore.
He's dead. Died of old age. That's funny. Everything's colourful when I was here. It's all black and white.
There were carts going through the streets. I was here. Now there's cars, there's automobiles. I can't believe it. Good God.
Everyone was on bikes or walking in barefoot. I was barely discovered this island.
Oh, God. Well, listen, we'll send you a little video from Tenors.
Yeah, you're not going to sightsee. I know what you're like. Also, you won't get in the pool because you'll be bloody fake tan.
No, do you know what? I am going to get in the pool because do you know why?
No, I don't know.
There's a bar in the pool.
Oh, right.
So I will be sitting in the pool to go to the bar.
So you'll swim to the pool. There'll be brown shit coming off you.
Yes, yes. And I'll come back paler than when I went, because that always happens to me.
You've got to sit at the bar in the
mate, I'm it. I'm there. Even if it's freezing cold, I'll be sat there with a mojito. Okay, guarantee it.
Good for you.
So you know, on the pod the other day, you were talking about the revelation that you are an MUA. Are the cleaners in? Just have to turn the movies off. We're doing a podcast.
No, we're the number one podcast in the West.
Yeah, in the world. Never mind the West. The world.
The Western world.
They're never normally at this time.
If she starts banging that hoover on the door.
Crikey.
Go on, go and smash her face in.
I'm not going to smash a cleaner's face in, am I? I just say, would you mind turning
the hoover off, please?
Smack around the end of it.
Sandra, stop hoovering, Sandra. You're ruining our podcast. This is our livelihood, Sandra.
So brutal.
She's actually really nice. I speak to her way more than you.
Wait, I've never seen her before.
Well, yes, you've walked past her many a time. Hayes, don't you get...
When?
When we leave? I'm always like, hi, yeah, you're my...
Yes, the lady. Well, she'd probably hear us.
She has a bum bag on. With all her cleaning products in.
Oh, that's
so she really is the cleaner from the West. She's got like a little cowboy belt.
I don't think I've ever seen Sandra.
She could spray some bloody silip bang at you.
Step back,
yeah.
Anyway. Right, anyway, so you know how you were talking about you're an MUA?
I am, yeah.
Apparently you've got this certificate that we haven't seen. But
I'm going to find it. I know where it is.
Apparently Laura is
I'm going to put it on the wall of our studio.
Okay, this is the rumour that's going around.
So it got me thinking. I am a qualified, I don't even know how you say it properly, which is a good start, a croupier. You know when you go to like a gambling table?
Casino?
Like casino. Yes.
Wait, are you all right?
You know, like a table where you go and play blackjack.
I've never done
stuff.
It.
Never done it?
Never done it. Never been in a casino.
No. What?
I've never been in a casino.
Stop.
No.
Not in, when you're in tennis, you never went into a casino.
I don't think there is one there.
Well, there probably is now.
Get you in a casino. They're the places where you go after hours. Whenever else is shut,
no.
You go to a casino.
No.
Yeah, or a strip club, one or the other. So, anyway, I used to work on, do you remember, years and years ago, they might even still be on, I don't know, on like Sky, on like the channel 885 or whatever it was, you get in from a night out and you put it on, there was like nothing on TV, so you put on the like quiz channels. Do you remember them? They were massive, like probably like 15 years ago. There'd be a guy there like doing a quiz, or there'd be like a casino overnight channel. So there'd be someone stood there in like a dicky bow or like smartly dressed, and there'd be a croupier table, I think that's what you call it. They'd have a spinny thing, and they'd be there and they'd go, right, everybody, place your bets, place your bet. And you'd text in and place your bets.
I did not know this existed.
Yeah. Honestly, it was massive, probably 10 to 15 years ago. And you'd watch and they'd go, right, here we go. And you'd like spin the thing and you'd be like, okay, the winning numbers are blah, blah, blah. Right. And I used to do this.
On TV?
Yeah. So I used to go to, it was filmed in Piccadilly Circus. It might still be, I don't know. And I said, literally stay in London in the week and go to Piccadilly Circus at midnight. I said, get the tube over to a studio at midnight and do a 6-hour shift and get the tube home at 6 in the morning. Yep.
What? Yep. Are you sure? Have you not dreamed about this and you think it's real?
Yeah. I dreamt I was a croupier in London. I lived a real life.
Did they pay you well?
Do you know what? It wasn't bad. Yeah. But I tell you what.
What do you mean you've got a qualification though?
So to do that on TV, you have to be a qualified croupier. Yeah.
Where did you go to learn?
Oh, you just
where
do it
was
there?
Your training?
You just literally do it there at the studio. So they talk you through it and do the thing.
Certificate?
I did.
Jesus. Yeah. What, you need to put that up on the wall?
I'll find that. I'll bring that in as well. But I tell you what, it was good. I mean, you did get knackered. You'd be on for 6 hours. You would have little breaks in between. You'd have like a coffee and a Twix or whatever. But it was time. And when it got to like 4 or 5 a.m. and you were there spinning that wheel, reading out those numbers.
Did you get texting again? Show us a boob.
No, I don't think they showed them because it was on TV.
Showed what?
Those messages.
But did you get them?
Don't know, they didn't tell me. I tell you this as well.
Them dirty old boys coming in at night.
Oh, yeah, they'd be
there. I bet they're like, let's put the old croupier on. We call her... Yeah. Whoa, look at that croupier.
Well, I tell you what. So there used to be the producers in like another room next door, all smoking in there, mate. Back in the day when you were just smoking TV studios.
Maybe I was a rep boss, you were doing this, I reckon.
Yeah. And we'd all be really smoky. They'd be speaking to you and you could hear them like going, okay, Becky. Yep, well, you're back on. Yeah. But the scary thing was getting the tube back at 6 a.m. in the morning. It was so quiet. Rats all over the tube.
Oh,
yeah, you'd see them all. And I was always a bit like, hoo, getting on the tube. Yeah.
Right. Well, there you go.
There's
qualifications we've forgotten about.
I know.
You got any more?
No, I think that's it.
What else am I qualified in? I'm an IV.
What's an IV?
Internal verifier.
What's that then?
Well, it was for a company. It's a training company. So I internally verified.
But what do you verify them for?
Well, their jobs. Checking they're doing it right.
What were their jobs?
Well, it was like... vocational qualifications.
For what though? What were the qualifications?
Retail.
Yeah. You'll be very coy
service.
About this.
No. Retail, customer service, hospitality.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah. Got a certificate.
Mate, I've got about 10.
Bring that in as well.
Well,
let's line them all up.
Space on the wall. We did a gallery like Tony Hart in. What was that?
Heart attack.
Heart. No.
Art attack. No.
No.
Gormomorphin.
Yeah. Oh my
Tony
God.
Hart's
gallery.
Something. Can't remember, but they'll know what we mean.
Well, I used to watch a plastic.
Shut up. You all right there, love?
Shut up.
In fact, let's have a break.
All right.
We'll come back with
good
a
idea.
Name, yeah.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Have you been lying again?
Oh, what, my God. It's got out of hand.
Well, you've been lying.
It's out of hand. Well, you know, I make up lies when I go shopping to take, like, yes, you know, to try on clothes. Because I just find it embarrassing. I don't want to be like, oh, I'm going to film this for my TikTok. I just feel like a bit of a knob. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I thought I'd got over that. I thought I'd, like,
turned over a new
leaf.
Yeah,
I thought I was more courageous, yes, let's say, yeah? The most courageous TikToker in the West.
In the West.
It turns out maybe not. Well, I mean, this is really embarrassing, actually. So I went to buy some balloons for my daughter, a 1 and a 9. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was 19. So I was in the card shop and, oh, this lady should not have talked a lot. It's been like, Christ,
we don't like talkers, do we?
Well, much like the guy that was stopped typing, she stopped blowing up the balloon. I was like, come on.
No, it's not an excuse to have a chat. Chat whilst you're doing the work.
And she was like, oh, you're lucky you got some helium. There's a shortage of helium. I was like, I don't care. Yeah. I don't care.
Put it in before it goes, love.
You're lucky it's just arrived. I was like, okay, it's information I don't need to know. Just blow up the bloody balloons. Anyway, as I was stood there for hours as she talked to me, I was looking at all the bits and bobs they have around the till, you know, little pens and things. Anyway, I saw that you'd like this. It was a ring light that you clip on. It was a little circle.
Oh, we
clip
need some of those. Of
right, okay.
How much were they out of interest?
Well, so they were £3.99. Mm. So we're talking. She was like, how old's your daughter? I was like, she's 19. And she was like, oh, what'd you get her? And I was like, oh, she likes Charlotte Tilbury. So she started talking about how young people nowadays, and to be fair, she's right, expect expensive makeup. Mm. And I'm with this, yeah? Mm-hmm. So we're talking about that. She's like, oh, she's on TikTok a lot. And I was like, she is, yeah, too much. Oh, that bloody TikTok. And I thought,
not as much as her mother.
I know. Yeah. But I did not want to say that.
Well, you can't say that.
So I was like, oh, and then I saw them. And oh, what are these? $3.99. And she went, well, yeah. And I went, do they work? And she went, well, I think so. And I went, oh, do you know what? I'll have a couple of them. So I picked up two and she went, is it for your daughter taking her selfies on TikTok? I went, yeah. It is.
It's not for me and my mate.
No. She went, oh, is she on TikTok a lot? I went, yeah. She always filming herself, that one. And I just thought, the next day, she's going to come across cheaters' videos or my capture, isn't she?
100%.
And she's going to look at that and go, they're lying.
That's that girl I served.
Yeah, that's that one that said she was on there. TikTok.
Yeah, she's all over it.
I just can't help it. I can't. Yeah. Why don't I just stand there and go, no, it's for me, love.
I'm on TikTok.
Yeah, it's me. But no, I just get embroiled in lies.
So many lies. A web of lies.
To be fair, though, I took them home and I was really excited.
Are they good?
They don't work.
Oh, why?
I put 2 AAA batteries in them, nothing. So do you know what I'm going to do?
Take them back.
I'm going to take them back.
Yeah. And
am I going to tell
her?
No. I'm going to say my daughter opened this for her birthday. She was crying. It ruined her birthday.
She said they were broken.
All she wanted was a portable blue light. Yeah. Ring light.
Oh, how disappointing. I thought we were going to have two
Mate, honestly, I'm going to go back and I'm going to take some batteries and test them there in the
show
shop.
Her.
Yeah, I want my £7 back.
£8. Absolutely. In all seriousness, no, we do need some ring lights.
We
some
need
little portable ones. We do.
Yeah, I found them, but just, they don't work.
We need to continue the search, don't we?
We That's will what we continue need to the do. Search in the West.
Yeah. And maybe further afield than the West.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. Just quickly, make sure you subscribe to our podcast.
Yeah, you are going to get all the juicy extra bits that we don't talk about on the normal podcast. And trust us, they're good.
They are good. And no adverts. So click the link in the bio of this podcast, wherever you're listening to it, or you'll find it on our Insta at The Laura and Becky Show.